This next item is about a different sort of fighter who lost her life. I'm speaking of a British woman named Anna Campbell. She was 26 and was killed in battle in northern Syria last week. Campbell was fighting alongside the Kurds as part of a women's battalion. The World's Chris Wolf has been looking into her story.
Anna Campbell was a plumber. She lived in the country town of Lewes in southern England. But she was also a fierce activist for human rights, especially women's rights, according to her father, Dirk Campbell.
She was determined to live in a way that made a difference to the world. And she was determined to act on that and do whatever it took. She was prepared to put her life on the line, actually. There aren't many people who do that.
He says Anna was inspired by the experiment the Kurdish people are undertaking in northern Syria, and in particular their goal to create a secular socialist state in the Middle East, Rojava, with equal rights for women. That includes encouraging women to join the military in all-female units, the YPJ.
The women participate in all spheres of the war, just like the men do.
That's UK-based Kurdish activist Dila Dirik.
The YPJ have their autonomous command structures. They take their own decisions autonomously. For the civilian women in the conflict zone who have been displaced, being rescued, being saved by women, this is very meaningful.
Anna Campbell told her father she wanted to help.
She came to see me in May last year, and she told me she was going to go to Rojava. She was quite adamant about it. I said, you know, you could be killed. And she said, I know, Dad, there's nothing I can do to reassure you about that, but I've got to do this because it's the most important thing for me.
Fighting ISIS was a secondary benefit for Anna.
I am immensely proud of her and always will be, and was proud of her at the time. I respected her decision, although I knew that it could mean her death.
Anna Campbell is one of hundreds of foreigners who have gone to Syria to join the Kurds. Among them was this man, a former banker, who goes by the name of Maser Gifford, who spoke to the BBC this morning.
I knew her very well. I came in with her in May. Anna was full of life, full of enthusiasm. She was so desperate to join the YPJ. She had heard all about them, their resistance against the Islamic State, the things that they were doing for the communities that they were liberating. So she was absolutely inspired.
Anna is the eighth Briton to be killed fighting for the Kurds, but she did not die fighting ISIS. Her Kurdish comrades say she died fighting the Turks in northwest Syria. Things have changed in Syria in the last few months with the near defeat of the Islamic State. Since late last year, NATO ally Turkey has been fighting the Kurds in Syria, the YPG. The Turks see them as an offshoot of the Kurdish rebel group inside Turkey, the PKK. Here's Kurdish MP Amat Berat Çonka.
They have the same organizational structure. They have the same leadership. The United States understand that PKK is a terrorist organization and it has connections to YPG, and they are coming to realization that they are making a big mistake by supporting this group.
It's even more complicated than that. The US and the UK do indeed list the PKK as terrorists. That's the rebels in Turkey. But the YPG in Syria are allies of the US in the war against ISIS. However, the UK doesn't like any of its citizens going to fight in Syria, whether for or against ISIS. Just last month, it began prosecuting people returning from Syria who had been fighting for the YPG. That could have been Anna Campbell. But her father, Dirk, says that wouldn't have changed Anna's mind. She believed in the Kurdish cause.
She was a young woman, and there are a lot of young people in this country and around the world who are like her. Who feel that it's more important to live the life that you believe in, to live by your principles, to live by these very high principles that she had. And I'm full of respect for all of them. And we need to take more notice of them.
For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.